At the peak of the housing bubble in 2008, U.S. banks and investment houses borrowed billions back and forth in very short-term repurchase loans, known as repos. But they collateralized them with an interlocking chain of mortgage-backed securities. When creditors, justly worried about the worth of that collateral, called in those repurchase loans, the entire American banking system teetered on the brink of collapse. Now, after 3 years of bailouts and attempts at imposing reforms on the financial sector, little has changed for the repo lenders.
We want our economy to grow, but we're building a big part of our economy on a market that is dangerous. Today, the repurchase market is about 40% less than it was at the peak, which is one of the key reasons that it's hard to get a loan in this country, that credit is not flowing very well. The Dodd-Frank Act, which is what Congress did in its response to the financial crisis, dealt very little with the repurchase market. Basically, they told the Fed to watch it and had a couple of other small provisions.
Sebastopol's Mary Fricker, a veteran business reporter, is watching these developments warily. She has created a website, Repo Watch, to chronicle them. It's hardly an arcane issue, she explains, as this little observed cog in the global financial markets is still churning out bad news almost daily. The difference now is that other countries are feeling the worst pain.
A lot of the European banks hold Greek debt, and what do you think they did with it? They used it as collateral on the repurchase market. Well, the repurchase lenders are now nervous about that. For example, a lot of those repurchase lenders are U.S. banks and U.S. money market funds, which are calling their repurchase loans. Well, that's great for us to get us out of the mess over in Europe, but it's causing a credit crisis in Europe.
While the European banks struggle to cope with the crisis there, Fricker points out that individual investors in this country are still shouldering a huge amount of risk from the repo market, and they usually have no idea they are doing so.
If I have some savings, and instead of depositing my savings in a bank, I deposit my savings in a money market fund, and the money market fund uses my money to make a repurchase loan, I have in effect deposited my money on the repurchase market. Should that be protected?
What is needed to protect consumers, Fricker contends, is a new form of insurance for those repo loans, similar to the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation that protects investors' accounts in banks and savings and loans.
Because think about this. If I have some savings, and instead of depositing my savings in a bank, I deposit my savings in a money market fund, and the money market fund uses my money to make a repurchase loan, I have in effect deposited my money on the repurchase market. Should that be protected by some kind of FDIC-type insurance paid for by the banks who are using this market?
But Fricker says that's only half the action needed. The other half is effective prosecution of the executives who devised, authorized, and profited from the deceptive practices that caused the cascading collapses. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.